At the Corn Utilization and Technology Conference, I am speaking here with John White. He is with the Corn Refiners Association. You can find them at sweetsurprise.com. And we're going to talk about this sweet surprise because he was one of the panelists here when we had a session on nutrition. And John, first of all, tell me what you do for the organization.
Well, I'm actually a consultant to the food and beverage industry in the area of nutritive sweeteners, that is, sweeteners that are caloric in nature. And one of my clients is the Corn Refiners Association, and I represent them at various technical meetings and other capacities like that.
Well, there's a lot of, let's just call it misinformation, out in the marketplace. Consumers are getting a hold of some of this, and when it comes to high fructose corn syrup in particular, there's a lot of misinformation. You've done some research, or the organization is helping bring some good research information out. What are some of those key things that people need to know the correct information on?
Well, this whole issue started probably in 2004, and a very prominent nutritionist, George Bray, and a couple of associates published an article in a very influential nutrition journal, the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. And they had the hypothesis that high fructose corn syrup was uniquely responsible for obesity. Uniquely meaning unique to high fructose corn syrup, that specific sweetener, not sweeteners in general. The fact that this was published in such a prestigious journal by such prestigious nutritionists meant that it was accepted as gospel truth by other nutritionists, by dietitians, by physicians, and we had a trickle-down effect that was just horrific from the point of view of the product. And what has happened, as you stated, is that a mythology has grown up about this product, which has taken hold and has been very difficult to counter. We have science on our side with this issue. It's very clear that there's nothing unique about high fructose corn syrup. It is a caloric sweetener, has roughly the same composition as sucrose or table sugar, has about the same composition as sweeteners made from fruit juices, so fruit juice concentrate, and about the same composition as honey. And as you would expect, if it has the same composition, then it has many of the same properties. It's got the same caloric value, about 4 calories per gram, has the same sweetness, and has about the same functionality. One of the myths is that it's a highly processed sweetener. It is processed, but so are all the other sweeteners. We have a very stringent demand placed on sweeteners in the food and beverage industry. We demand that they are neutral in taste, so they have no flavor, they have no odor, they have no color. And it takes a great deal of processing in order to bring that off for every sweetener that's used for those purposes.
Well, the myths, and I thought it was interesting, one of the first things I heard out of your presentation was that basically most of these, especially negative types of information floating around, are just all flat out wrong. You know, like you said, science is totally the opposite of what some of the emotional rhetoric that's being spread around. And that even includes in this social networking elements that we see, like Twitter and others. I even went and did some search and found out there's a lot of people posting into Twitter on high fructose corn syrup. And it is some amazingly misled stuff, I will say. What are a couple of the other things? I thought it was interesting to put this in a bigger picture of, we may be consuming more sweetener, but we are everything. In other words, when it comes to this obesity problem, it is a problem. It's not a high fructose corn syrup problem.
That's absolutely right. That is one of the big problems with the journal articles, the scientific articles that are coming out now. They're very narrowly focused on trying to show that high fructose corn syrup or one of its components, fructose, is a problem nutritionally. They're so narrowly focused on that that they don't put into perspective what they're talking about. And it's very clear, again, from looking at data put out by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, that we now consume about 25% more calories than we did when high fructose corn syrup was first introduced. And the natural inclination is to blame that on high fructose corn syrup. But actually, that 25% increase in calories equates to about 515 calories per day, roughly, which is a tremendous amount, by the way. But the amount of that can be attributed to nutritive sweeteners, and so that would include sucrose, table sugar, high fructose corn syrup, and fruit juice concentrates and so forth, only about 58 calories. So 58 calories out of the 515 increase can be attributed to added sugars. The rest is due to increased consumption of fats and increased consumption of cereals and flours. So it's quite clear that this is not a high fructose corn syrup issue. It's not even an added sugars issue. To be generous, you could say that we're consuming more of everything than we did 35 years ago. But certainly this cannot be laid at the feet of high fructose corn syrup.
And if I heard it right, the percentage of that 58 calories that is can be attributed to high fructose corn syrup is a very small number. Percent of that amount?
Yes, less than half of that. So you might say that half of 58 would be 29. So 29 of the calories could be attributed to high fructose corn syrup, and probably less than that. Very good.
Well, we mentioned sweetsurprise.com. There is a resource for more and better and factual information.
There is indeed. Sweetsurprise.com has been live for about 2 or 3 years now. And people who are seeking information, factual information about high fructose corn syrup can go there, and they can find many resources. There are lots of information pieces there, and there also is access to the scientific literature.
And we got to mention Twitter. You would follow along at twitter.com/sweetfacts. So we'll have to get that one in there, too.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much, John. I'm glad I was able to get to talk to you here, because your presentation was great, and we are at the Corn Utilization and Technology Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.